Welcome to episode 41 of 2P Starts Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show.
We have so many different segments this week that we just don't know where to start. Oh, wait.
You know, we're always kind of talking about if we should repeat segments every week or if we should kind of mix it up a little bit. And I think the last 2 weeks have kind of proved that people enjoy having things a little different every time. I mean, sometimes we'll record a podcast. I'm like, all right, I just got done editing like the eighth exact identical podcast in a row. I hope people enjoy it. But we're always like, well, should we mix it up or whatever? So, I mean, for me, it's like what I should start doing is just throwing new segments on you without you realizing it.
It doesn't matter if it's a regular segment or a new one. I just won't know what to say, right? How does that one go? Trivia for two, please, or something like that, right?
Right.
Yes, yeah. Now that we're not doing that one anymore, I remember how to say
it. No, we're still doing it every once in a while. Just, you know.
Now that you axed it for good.
No, I didn't ax it. I can't come up with a question every week and make it the most awesome question ever. It's gotta build up a little bit. I gotta.
Like, how many video games exist in the world today?
How many Sonic games do I own? Have to be within 20.
What am I thinking of right now, Sonic? Oh, darn it.
Oh, how'd you know? All right, well, you want to try out a new segment?
Sure. What is our new segment, Ray?
Well, see, the thing is, I can pretty much mix any kind of music I want, and I can make it the most exciting segment you've ever heard of in your life.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. You have to grab as many chickens as you can. One, two, go! Grab the chickens! Grab the chickens, Tim!
Where are they?
Go get them!
That one got away.
Game over!
I lost.
Maybe next week.
You're going to phase me out of the podcast completely, I think.
I'm just going to replace you with music and a talking robot voice. All right, well, this week we wanted to start out by going into comic talk.
Yes.
And this week we had Missing the Target, which was our follow-up comic to the Captain Rainbow series. And who knows how many more episodes will go, but I'm guessing this is probably it.
I'm guessing none.
So this was a pretty funny comic for us because, you know, we kind of had some ideas going and it was, you know, pretty late Tuesday night. And I just wanted to kind of iron out what the last panel was supposed to be, what Reggie was supposed to say. And, like, what was it, like 10 p.m. or something?
Yeah.
See, 10 p.m. is normally my bedtime now. So anytime I go past 10 p.m., I'm like, oh, I start getting a little weird. I got to bring out the whiskey and keep going on the comic. And so we just started talking about ideas, and we just started cracking up about all these different things we could do. Because I guess let's start off. What was our original idea for this comic?
The original idea was...
Without saying,
The original idea, Ray, was I said it. Darn it! Now you're making me self-conscious.
See, we should have another segment where people I just ding,
ding every time I say
as if it wasn't annoying enough. There's got to be a sound to go with it.
Yeah. Well, our original idea was to have Reggie and Iwata talk about localizing Captain Rainbow and the end result would be some sort of patriotic version of Captain Rainbow, where instead of rainbows, there would be, like, American flag colors and this and that. And
yeah, so we were kind of talking, like, well, he has a yo-yo, right? Like, but we'd have to make the yo-yo cool. And I kind of realized, you know, if we're going to make, like, a Captain Rainbow into, like, a very patriotic superhero, wouldn't that just be Captain America?
Right. Maybe yo-yo would be like a shield.
Yeah, it could be a shield, like, he throws that, you know, it's like... It's a disc that's, you know, springs back towards him and stuff, right? So we're like, well, maybe we should just do like a Captain America comic then and do that.
But the problem there was you'd lose something in the joke because people would be like, well, that's Captain America. So what, you know, it wouldn't, I feel like it wouldn't translate well.
And our readers aren't just from U.S. either. And, you know, Nintendo wouldn't just make a U.S.
Right.
patriotic game. So we knew there were some flaws in that joke, but it was kind of funny to us. Like, oh yeah, Captain America.
Well, and even before that, I was thinking, I was using the word Captain Rainbow and seeing how I could change that to be something macho. And so the only thing I could think of was Captain Rambo. And that would work too, kind of that macho camouflage type of look. But, you know, again, I'm not sure that would have been a perfect joke either. So we kind of let it evolve from there. And I guess we landed on
Captain Rainbow Killer.
Because I'm like, I can't just work with Captain Rainbow in that the confines of that and call him something different and have it really be funny. I needed to be able to add on to it. And so I'm like...
Yeah, he had to fight the rainbows. He had to kill people with the rainbows. Or kill rainbows.
Kill the rainbows, yes. And so then the idea was that instead of a colorful rainbow, it would be like sucked of all its color, you know? It would be
So he would be basically just a black and gray superhero.
Right.
And so it'd be very drab, you know, kind of that Gears of War style, where it's just dark and gritty. And When you told me to basically make Captain Rainbow Killer, and I went off to go make him, what did you expect to see when I was done? I just remember when I finally showed you, you're like, I like his teeth.
Yeah.
I'm like, his teeth? That's all you got?
That's like one big zigzag, and that took you like probably 30 seconds, and everything else you poured all this probably time into.
Right, yeah. So what were you thinking it was going to end up?
I was focusing more on the rainbow color on his neck, you know? So I was thinking, like, different shades of gray there. I'm trying to think of a style that was really popping out to me. I think what threw me off a little bit was the background. Mm-hmm. The kind of gritty look with the dripping rainbow blood or whatever, you know?
Yeah. So eventually I decided, like, it would be pretty funny to me if instead of, like, blood splatter, it was, like, rainbow splatter. And then Nintendo could get away with violence because it's just rainbow colors flying everywhere when you slice someone's neck or something, right?
Yeah.
So, I had a lot of fun doing rainbow blood splatters and putting blood splatters on him with this angry look with, like, a, you know, the death yo-yo, basically.
Yeah, that was a fun idea to play with the spiky yo-yo and kind of giving him a creepy look, like he's happy that he's killing rainbows, you know.
Yeah, and I really wanted to do him grayscale, but when I started to color him gray and black, he just ended up looking like Batman. So I'm like, okay, I need to do something a little more drastic, so I did it more white and black, which is a really thick contrast with a little bit of grays here and there. So then we were like, okay, well, what's Reggie gonna say? Because we wanted Reggie to do all these funny, you know, his horrible speeches, which really, it ended up just mostly just copying what he normally said.
We played with that quite a
bit. Oh, man. We were talking so much about all the things he could say and
how he would say them.
Yeah, so we wanted to work in, like, the literally, like, you know, because he said...
Which is literally a day at the beach.
Yeah.
It's like, we got to have that in there. We got to put that in. So it's like, it's literally what? Like, it's literally... And...
Yeah, I really had to dissect that. I'm like, why is that so funny? Like, it's an awful quote because, you know, a day at the beach is really a phrase that, you know, people use. And he's saying, oh, it's literally this phrase that people use that isn't meant to be literal, right? So then, you know, we're thinking like, okay, we need a phrase about rainbows or, you know, it's literally just over the rainbow. You know, we were thinking along those lines, but nothing really popped
it's
out.
It's literally a hardcore game or something. And then eventually, I forget who it was, but one of us was just like, it's literally a rainbow murder simulator.
Yeah, I don't know how we got along those lines.
It was late enough for the both of us that was just hilarious. And so we kept bouncing off ideas, and I kept going back to Rainbow Murder Simulator, because it's like, they're really, you can't, what's a rainbow murder, right? It's like a simulator of nothing anybody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know if that's a good line to end on, but maybe people really like it. So then we started talking about, like, what if Cammy showed up?
You gotta admit, is that the most adorable game you've ever seen?
You know,
because
we're gonna have Reggie, like, you know, like, people will kill for this game. literally.
Yeah.
You know, we tried fitting that in, and then Cammy would show up like, ha, 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 I'd kill you too, Reggie, if my wrist wasn't broken or right. whatever.
She'd just kind of pop off the side of the panel and just make that little quick cameo. Get it? Cameo.
So then somehow you're like, well, maybe... Like, Reggie has to drag her around because her wrist is always broken. So, like,
the idea was her wrist, and I really liked this idea, but it was too late to throw it in there. But the idea was that her wrist really got broken because, you know, she works for Reggie and he kind of just drags her everywhere he goes. Like,
I see.
Like, he's that hardworking boss, you know? And so, to make that a subtle reference, I wanted to put. In the early panels where Reggie's talking to Iwata, just have him holding her by the wrist, and all you see is like her arm and her hand, like in her wrist being like crunched by Reggie's, you know, fist. And so unless you really like, I guess followed the conference, you really have no idea who that was. But
and it was just at that point, it's like, okay, what's the joke here? You know, we had to keep trying to go back to like, what's funny about this comic? We need to straighten this out.
Yeah, it would have been fun to put in if, you know, if we had all sorts of time, but this was a last minute put together. So,
and when he was announcing Captain Rainbow Killer, we wanted to have Reggie like holding a Wii remote with a death yo-yo attachment to it.
Right.
And it was like, wind your yo-yos, or it's like.
Yeah, we were going off the Mario Kart announcement from last year quite a bit, so we had to think of all the different things that he had said, like, this is not your father's Mario Kart, so we put in, this is not your Japanese friend's father's Captain Rainbow.
Yeah, originally it was just your Japanese friend's, Captain Rainbow. I'm like, no, it's got to be the father's, it's not your father's, the Japanese friend's father's, like... Comedy in Three, we've got to extend it.
Yeah.
It got really ridiculous.
And then you mentioned, the start your engine, like, gentlemen and ladies, start your engine. So I'm like, okay.
I still can't believe he actually said that.
I know.
I'm just thinking of it wrong. And then I went and I watched the clip. I'm like,
gentlemen and ladies, start your engines.
Oh my God.
He says gentlemen and ladies. But when you said start your engines, I'm like, okay, it can't be engines. Oh, it would definitely be wind your yo-yos. That works for me.
Yeah.
But that's what's so funny about this comic is that the joke really changed gears there, because once I thought yo-yos, I'm like, you know, if he was announcing a game that had a yo-yo in it, I would imagine people would think Earthbound. Mm-hmm. You know, some people would think Star Tropics, but that's way too far back. Earthbound is like the game everyone's clamoring for. Everyone wants them to release, you know, Mother 3 for the GBA, and they haven't done that. And so then it was like, well, we have to trick the audience with... Because we had already decided we're not going to mention Captain Rainbow at all till the end.
Yes, we wanted to keep it a secret. And in fact, I was having a blast making this comic at one point, because I was kind of telling you, like, people are going to have no idea what's coming. They have no idea what they're going to see at the end. Captain Rainbow Killer, rainbow blood splatter on the wall, like... No one's going to even imagine that. So, you know, reading the comments, everyone's like, oh, I thought it was going to be Captain Rainbow, but not like that. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And so I really found some joy in being able to trick everyone.
Because mm-hmm.
I think oftentimes webcomics are just a little too obvious with things. They're,
right.
You know, the setup, the things that they say. So we almost tried to emulate that same style where we're being really obvious. And it makes you think, like, oh, look, they had Earth and Bound and Bold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to get a secret message across, but it's really not all that secret, guys. Good job, you know.
Yeah.
But in reality, we're one step ahead, so.
Yeah, I like throwing that, you know, those lines in there. Like you said, the idea is that, you know, Reggie always talks so ridiculously, you know. I mean,
yeah, what if he talked like that every day?
That's not his presentation style. That's just how he talks normally, you know.
So, I still want to do like a comic with like Reggie and his wife and kids. Where he could be announcing what's for dinner or something.
So the kids and wife.
This Mac is the cheesiest macaroni there is.
There'd be a lot of awkward silences in that dinner that dinner conversation, I think.
This is the three pillars of your food for the day.
The thing that you know, I'm always unsure of how our comics will be received. If sometimes I find something really great and people are like, oh yeah, that's okay. And this is one that I think you and I laughed about enough that I was kinda like, are we just, is this just too late at night and everything's funny to us and people are going to be like, what is up with this comic? You know, I was really unsure of how people would receive it, but it was very positive. I enjoyed reading
everyone's comments. And then you gave me the news of, oh, hey, we've been getting a lot of hits from StumbleUpon. Yeah. Everyone's checking out the Baddest Company comic. I'm like, that one?
Yeah.
Why that one?
Not happy.
Horrible.
But you know, that's the nature of StumbleUpon. Things are a few weeks late, and for whatever reason, enough people thumbs up a certain comic after a certain amount of time, and you know, it gets hit up. So don't worry, this comic will get there on StumbleUpon. Just takes a while. So.
And, you know, things have been pretty crazy now that, you know, we've both been working full-time jobs quite regularly now, and I've been doing it for the last few weeks at least.
Yeah, me too. A few weeks now.
I bet. I would say it's going pretty well. I mean, things have been pretty crazy with a full-time job. I haven't played Smash Brothers in, like, 2 days, so I guess we're both kind of curious what you guys think, if the quality is still matching up, or if we're lacking, or not consistent, or what have you. So I'd be interested in, Tim, you should put up a poll sometime, see what people say.
Yeah, that'd be fun. It has been, you know, different, just having to shift things around. You know, with you working Monday through Friday, we can't do the podcast on night anymore, so...
Hey, don't say which day we do it.
I mean, we can't do it live. Oh, man. It's already ruined. Cat's out of the bag.
It's not as easy for us to sit down together in the same room and record it live for people to listen to.
Yes,
that's
make
the
that
official statement.
17-hour drive,
Start.
You know. But yeah, but I think the harder part is, because see, the podcast, we sit down, we record it, it's done, right? I mean, it's not done.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have to do it.
Yeah, for you, it's done.
It's done for me.
Feels great for Tim.
That's all I care about. No, but the comic is a different thing. We can't just say, okay, let's devote an hour to the comic and, you know, good, it's done. That's a creative process that isn't always something you can force, you know? So that's been a little tougher because, you know, we usually did procrastinate till at least Monday and be like, oh, you know, we got to come up with an idea or finish that idea or agree upon an idea, whatever it is, and that's a little tougher, but you know, I think at least on your end you've kept up the artwork pretty well.
Thanks.
So,
and I'm not gonna say anything about you, so
I think no,
you,
no. Yeah,
Tim,
yeah.
Tim's still doing good. It's hard to collaborate on ideas so quickly now. It seems like as soon as we get a comic done, we're used to taking kind of a break and not having to think about it as much. But now it's like, you know, we should already actually be thinking about an idea today, Tim.
Yeah, I know. Right after we record this, we have to actually decide on something. So,
yes.
But I do have some good ideas coming up. We just haven't been able to do them yet because of a timing issue. So, as long as we can, you know.
Yeah, we're actually planning ahead more. We're like, oh, we'll
we
save this joke for when this game comes out in a couple months.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a waiting game.
Well, that's
kind of like with the Metal Gear Solid 4 comic we did. I mean,
yes.
That was something that you had talked about like
many months
before.
And
I
think,
was like, I'm not doing that. It's too much work.
And
that's
finally
why it took so long, really.
Well, it would be nice. I mean, in theory, it would be nice to be able to have, you know, 3 months lead time and you can just kind of start playing with the artwork. But in reality, since you're doing a comic every week, you know, it's only maybe a minor relief to know that in an upcoming week we won't have to think of an idea, you know.
Yes.
There's no way you're getting the art done that far in advance, so. Mm-hmm. But
well, we should probably move on here. Yeah. For every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no different. My comment of the week goes to
Don't say
two
Ryan.
Two Pro Four Show, who said, $10 says this fake announcement about Captain Rainbow Killer is better than anything Nintendo announces at E3 2009. And then I also have one more for Tasty Cookie, who said, wow, Nintendo is getting owned by these webcomics.
Yes, they are. It's our job. It's our duty to push them to the limit, you know?
We're a little late on the E3 boat, and I wasn't really thinking about that.
Well, when you do a comic once a week, and it's not the one that you planned the week of,
and
you know?
And E3 is like the day before your comic
right.
is due. It's kind of hard to turn something around that quick. Well, yeah. What's your comment?
My comment goes to Ryan. This is typically the type of comment you like to mention, but it says, "Hey guys, just wanted to say I've been following you since the beginning and never posted before. This comic is absolutely dead on. Nintendo has forgotten their core group, and the pile of money their empire is built on has caused them to lose touch with reality. Well, at least with their fan base, anyway. Great comic, and I can't wait for your next one." So again, you know, it's always nice
to... Thank you very much, Ryan.
...hear from the lurkers.
Yes, rise from your graves and comment.
Yes.
If that's what it is that you do. It's time. The clouds have rolled upon us. Darkness sets over the land. The crystal stars have been removed. And
don't even know what that means, but okay.
It's time to hand out the Black Doom Award.
Mwahaha.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. Princess Elise. I mean, Black Doom.
Yes, Black Doom it is.
At least he doesn't make out with Black Doom.
Oh dear.
Princess Elise, though. Oh gosh.
Don't give him any ideas.
I really wish I never played that game. My Black Doom Award, or did you want to go first?
No, that's it. Hey, your show, you know? Go for it.
It's our show, Tim.
I know.
Black Doom is the director. My Black Doom Award goes to Resident Evil 5.
Oh, yes.
We had kind of mentioned this before, but I didn't realize how apparent it was. Before I said, gee, it kind of looked a little familiar to Resident Evil 4. Some of the animations seemed reused. Someone was able to compile a video that shows many of the similarities, and it's like many of the gun firing, gun reloading, walking, running, kicking down doors, opening barrels, the way that zombies fall down or get shot or spin around when they're hit are just completely reused animations from Resident Evil 4. That really bugs me. A game like Mario Baseball, where they might reuse animations, I can kind of see. But when Resident Evil 5 is all about being scared and, like, you know, trying to do things that freak you out, and then here I am after seeing Resident Evil 4 like 6 to 12 times, like I mentioned, my roommates have playing it, like, it was not scary anymore because you understood exactly how an enemy would spin when shot a certain way or how long it would take for them to get back up, or, you know, you got really good at all the little details. There was no more mystery or suspense. So if I were to play Resident Evil 5, it wouldn't be that exciting because it's like, well, I already know how these enemies kind of move and work, and it really does, it takes away from the game so much, because that's something that was really cool in Resident Evil 4. It was all new. It was just, like, I remember the first time I saw the sniper rifle reloading animation, I'm like, that's awesome, and now it's used again in the new game, and so it's not quite as awesome anymore.
Well, I think the problem is, you know, if you're going to call it Resident Evil 5, and this is like a top, you know, AAA title, you do need to innovate every time, change things every time you know, mm-hmm. you have the next one. If you were going to call, you know, like, if you look at Grand Theft Auto 3, and they had, like, three versions of that game, right?
Yeah.
That's understandable. It's like, you know what, we're basically giving you an add-on pack, or we're using the same engine, a lot of this stuff is the same, but you guys want more of this, so here's a new story, here's a new things to do. When you're doing that with, and that's, a lot of people had complaints about, like, the Zelda franchise, how many of the games are very similar, there's a lot of similarities, that take away from kind of that wow factor, you know, it's like, I've done this before, it's just a different dungeon, you know?
Right.
People don't like to see that, so with Capcom reusing these animations, it's not that the game won't be fun, it's that it takes away from, you know, the experience of being, this is an all-new thing. It's been years since the last Resident Evil game.
Right.
And you just think they'd step up a little bit more on that.
The other thing that really bugged me was you get to see, like, the chainsaw character, like, you know, saw your head off, basically, if you mess up. And I was really bugged at the way they did that now. Because you spend all this time watching him, like, sawing through your neck, right? Okay, I'm sorry, this is not meant to be explicit material or anything, but... you know, it's like, and you watch it happening for a long time, and then your head falls off and you die, right? And I was like, that that's not how you do it. I thought actually Resident Evil 4 was much better in that respect, because it's like the dude just came in, and if you weren't fast enough, zoink, there went your head. That was it. And then there was like that feeling of like, oh my gosh, like I'm dead. Like there's no time where you're like, oh, it'll just hurt me a little bit, you know, like I'll be able to get around this. Whoop, your head's off, you're done. It's like, holy crap. I had no idea that guy could kill me that fast. That's a minor issue for me. So it's like, hey, props for doing a different animation. Too bad it's not as good.
Yeah.
I mean, would it really take that long to do? I mean, you're an expert, right?
Yeah, exactly. In my experience, it's a pretty quick process.
All right. What's your Black Doom, Tim?
All right. Well, my Black Doom award goes to the Microsoft avatars, which...
Really?
I know. You're going to be surprised because I defended them at E3. I said,
like,
you know...
How much meth are you smoking right now?
I stand by. I think it's the right step. It's logical. It makes sense. They look fine. They're not weird looking. I'll look forward to making a Microsoft avatar. But there's a couple things that happened this week that really bugged me about them. The first was Microsoft is stating that the Miis did not influence the avatars. That it had no, influence on the decision to make avatars for the 360, and I just think that's
Come
a bunch
on.
Of baloney.
Come on.
I mean, you know, just don't say anything about it. Just ignore it. But don't come out. I just hate it when people lie. Like when
isn't that just Microsoft's normal thing?
Well,
to
that's
take something somebody else has done and say it's their own and have no influence.
And. Just don't say it, though. It's like when Jack Tretton said, that Rumble is the next gen, is the last gen feature. You know, it's like, you're lying out of your teeth right now. You just aren't putting it in because you have this legal issue with this other company, right? So
yeah.
Don't give me this crap, oh, it's last gen, and we don't care about it. So, same thing
And then
here.
Have to bring it back.
Yeah, and...
That's what I love the most, is they have to bring it back.
Right.
And say how it's so cool and awesome.
And they had the opportunity to bring it back with that kind of Rev 2 rumble that
Oh, right.
Were
and then
talking
about. Yeah, we've been over this. This
and
is,
it was like
this
cheaper.
Is old news.
It was like cheaper than the regular rumble. They went with the more expensive, crappy version. don't get me started again. But, that's kind of upsetting. So it doesn't change the avatar system, but just be honest and. The Miis are very successful. The Wii is very successful. You know, man up and just say, yeah, you know, we wanted to get in on that too. So, the second thing that is not necessarily surprising, but it does look like Microsoft is contemplating for-pay avatar customization. Like, you can have certain accessories on your avatar for, you know, 100 Microsoft points or something like that. And that's just the dumbest thing. I mean, and I think all that stuff is dumb, like paying for a theme or paying for, like, the little graphic avatar that you have on your gamer card. Like, paying for a picture pack, you know? Just so you can have a little 80 by 80 pixel picture of, you know, Master Chief on your next to your name. Why would you ever pay for that? And I guess now that they're changing the live experience, the dashboard's going to be different. You know, they need another way to get your, you know, nickel and dime you. So if I want a t-shirt with Master Chief on it, on my graphical, you know, avatar there, then I have to pay for it. And again, I know it's just an option. You don't have to pay for it. You're not going to have a naked avatar if you don't pay for the clothes or anything, but...
Right.
It just seems so unnecessary, so... We'll see how
it
turns out.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with your swimming pool of money, you have no difficulty with that, right?
Well, you know...
By the way, what was it that... How much profit did Nintendo make again?
It was almost $1 billion in profit. I think it was $950 million or something like that.
And what time span, just like the first quarter or whatever?
I think it was,
it was like holy crap.
That is that's like oil company profits right there, you know? Chill.
it was like, but still, it has nothing. It's nowhere even near to the size of your swimming pool, right?
Oh no!
It's
like that's the shallow end.
That's the
that's the shallow end. I think that's a wrap.
Well, that will do it for this edition of 2P Starts Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. No pressure. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
See here, what's next? Black Doom Ward?
You can't say it like that. Edit.